Brooklyn, Queens, the Bronx, Staten, and money-making Manhattan. You're listening to Bashani Radio App, the number one independent app for podcast. Download for free for iPhone and Android at the App Store.
Businesses and topics while also discussing what's going on in society and in today's generation. We have a very special guest, and I know I say this all the time, like a very special guest, but today we have a very special guest, Miss Chase. How are you today?
I'm fine, and you?
You look so good.
Thank you so much.
So pretty. What do you have on today?
Well, I have on the Girl Boss tee from the boutique, and also I have on these nice fashionable pants from Ross. Mm-hmm. And you know, a boss loves some red bottoms, so I got the purse and shoes to match.
I have on the same brand as you, Dime Time Boutique.
Mm-hmm.
This is the Dime Collection.
That's the Dime Collection. Haven't even dropped yet.
I'm in some exclusive.
Yep.
So Chase, I want to thank you for coming on with me today. Chase is an entrepreneur who has her very own boutique in Dallas, Texas called Dime Time. She specializes in custom designing while also creating pieces of her own. She is every prom girl's dream designer and has turned Dime Time into a statue of the city. So, Chase, let's start off by telling everyone, where did this start? Where did Dime Time, the brand, the business, where did all of this take place?
Okay, everybody, so I'm going to be real transparent. Most people who've been following me know my story, but, I mean, I started off as a dancer. That's where I got the name Chase from, Chase Stax, actually. And so I'm kind of like an opportunist, and I always got clothes made when I was younger, but I never dreamed of someone, never. I wanted to be an accountant, a CPA. So the roles got a little rocky, and I started dancing. And so I was sitting around looking at the house. Mom, I was buying two outfits a week, and they were $60 a piece. And it's like 50 dancers. So I'm sitting there calculating her stuff because I love numbers anyway. And I'm like, this lady is making some money. I can do this. So I had a birthday party at the club, and I had bought me a sewing machine the day after. And I went and I sat at my kitchen table. I asked multiple people to teach me how to sew. A lot of women that used to sew my clothes back in the day, other people who I knew how to sew, and everybody closed the door in my face. They said that it would be a conflict of interest, and I don't know how, because I'm trying to make exotic wear, and you make everything else. So I was like, I did not let that distract me from just, I had this burning passion to make these clothes, because I love dressing, and I want to look different. And her outfits were kind of tearing up and falling apart. And I was like, no, I got to look bomb. And so I literally taught myself how to sew in between having a one-year-old, dancing at the club at night, and I was working at Bank of America. So things got a little rocky. We're trying to manage all that time. It was like no time in the day. So I was making so much money in the club that I decided to decide to go full-time with dance. And of course, you know, that's way more money than Bank of America. They don't pay anything. And so after a couple of years of sewing and doing dance outfits out of my house, getting real big, I was sitting around the club and I was like, you know what? I've been saving my money and people are literally coming to my stage asking for outfits. And I'm like, God is trying to show you that you are way being recognized for more than dancing. It's time to move around. So I saved as much money as I could, and I made me an exit plan. And having too many people come to my house was dangerous. So I said, you know what? After 2 years of sewing and perfecting my craft, I had just opened up the Dime Time brand. And now here we go, 8 years later, we are rocking and rolling. But it started out with being in a bad situation, so you think, to find my gift and my passion, because I love sewing. And now, as you know, I teach people how to sew. And I make sure I teach people how to sew, because the door was shut in my face when I wanted to learn how to sew.
So you had a point where, like, all the dancers had on Dime Time's wear.
It was like prom season. If you did not step on the stage with Dime Time, you was not a dime. You was not shining. The house mom tried to get me fired multiple times because everybody, no joking, everybody wanted to shine. Mm-hmm. I had the newest styles, because I'm hip, I'm young. I had the newest style in the clothes, great quality, great fabric choice, Swarovski crystals while she was using rhinestones, and it was crazy. Everybody had to wear Dom Tom.
So speaking of prom season, when it was time for me to go to prom, I knew about you, but it's a certain person that told me, like, we have to do her. Like, it's no other choice. Like, this has to be the person. And you turned my prom experience and my prom dress, and you brought it to life. Like, we were doing Cardi B and Offset, and people were saying we look better than Cardi B and Offset.
Oh, yeah.
So I want to know, like, when you do these girls' prom dress, and even guys, when you bring their dream to life, what is your emotions?
It's a really good feeling to... I mean, you know, it's a lot of hard work and a lot of long hours. And sometimes, you know, things come up as far as sewing and managing a kid. So, but when they put that, when you guys put on the clothes and go viral and look good in my brand, what I worked hard for, it's all worth it. It's the best feeling in the world. It's like, I couldn't even explain to you all the hard work and hours and tears and frustration. It all comes together and it's so worth it. It's worth it.
So with the hours and the tears, you experience like health issues, a lot of things because you be so stressed out and deadlines you have to make and so much pressure put on you. Mm-hmm. So I would like to know, how do you like deal with that, like time management? And you're a mother too. Like you said, you're mother first. Yes. So you have to balance being a great mother, and then you have to balance getting your job done, because at the end of the day, we all depend on you. Mm-hmm. So how do you balance the two?
I'm not going to lie. It's a lot of pressure. As you know, I fell sick. You were one of the last prom people of the year. And I fell ill on your prom. Mm-hmm. Because sewing is mental. So if you mentally shut down from overworking your body, it's strenuous. So what I have learned since then and how to balance it all out is to take a break. You really have to take a break or God will sit you down. And you don't want him to sit you down. So now I learn how to disconnect. I disconnect myself from my customers. I disconnect myself from people. And I pour into myself. If I have to have a spa day, if I have to do absolutely nothing, drink my wine, sit on my patio, I have to disconnect from everything, because you will literally go crazy.
You lose yourself.
You will. You will. Yourself.
And I said to myself, like, you know, when I saw you, like I said, it's a prom dress. Like, you're not finna lose yourself over no, like, we not finna go to no hospital over no prom dress. And I understand, but your health comes first. Your health, I understand, but you were so dedicated. Like, you was, yeah, like, I got to. You made someone cry. Because they was like, wow, you know? You got, like, you went all the way for us. You don't stop. I love that about you. You don't stop. I don't care what you're going through. You get it done. And that's so, I admire that. I love that about you.
And you know what? It's true. Since day one, I always was passionate about putting out good work and good quality. Mm-hmm. I may not be able to please every single one. I have thousands of orders. But if I can please 999, I'm happy with that, because I don't care. I really care about the money. The money going to come. As long as you do good work and you keep on showing people how passionate and dedicated you are, that's what draws people near. And that's what keeps the money continuously flowing. So it's not about the money when you have a business. Mm-hmm. It's about the craft. It's about making your people satisfied. And that's what I stand on. Money last.
Right.
Customer happy first.
Mm-hmm. So we are going through a pandemic nationally, globally, where we have this virus that we're fighting called COVID-19. And it has hit a lot of business owners. So I would want to ask you personally, how has COVID-19 affected Dom Tom Boutique?
COVID-19, a love-hate relationship. I literally am so grateful that it has slowed me down enough to rebrand and change the direction that my boutique was going. Mm-hmm. But I am absolutely terrified of all the lives lost and how many people it has affected and got sick. That I'm a real compassionate person for people.
Absolutely.
So for people to lose family members and loved ones, and people to actually lose their business, a lot of people did not get to make it through it. They lost their business the first round. It hurts, you know. So as much as people depend on Dime Time and want me to be open and want me to do custom clothing, I have put a stop to all that because, as you know, you get sick and I have to make sure my immune and everything is okay because I don't want to contract COVID and be another number. Mm-hmm. But in a good sense, COVID has transformed me to a million-dollar mindset. I am on my way to strategizing how to make my first million because of COVID.
Wow.
I have made more money in this shutdown. I have been able to live a little bit more life and spend a little bit more time with my loved ones. Mm-hmm. I have met deadlines. I have set records since COVID-19. And I am super excited to see what the future holds because I have more time to sit and plan and strategize the next direction, which is online. Online, I'm looking at multiple boutiques make millions of dollars a year.
Yes.
A year. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, I have the same, almost the same amount of followers, drive, the models, the looks, the vision for the clothes that's trendy. And it's time for me to make it. Not to throw into nobody's face, but to make it and reach back for my people and show them about the taxes and show them everything I do and go through. I feel like God put me on a pedestal to go through it first because I am built strong. I'm different. Right. When you are a boss, you are made different. You are made to endure a lot of things that the average person wouldn't. So once I figure out and go through all the trials and tribulations of owning a boutique, still trying to get an SBA loan when you get denied and you actually have a business that you pay taxes on every year. Mm-hmm. When I figure out all that, I can go back in and reach for my people and educate my other sister boutiques and let them know how to make their first million, mm-hmm. and how to file their taxes where they won't get in trouble with the government, and how to get small business loans and use it towards their business, not towards things that won't make you back any more money, but actually use it towards your business. So with COVID-19, it's kind of been a blessing for me.
So as a blessing in disguise, you're going in a new direction. That's basically what I got from that.
Mm-hmm.
So can you tell me about that new direction? What's next for Dime Time Boutique? What are you going to do next? Okay. How are you going to take this further?
Okay, well, first, I will have more visuals for the boutique. Everybody is selling clothes, and that's fine. I'm down for anybody that's trying to make a living. But everybody do everything, so I'm never worried about who else is doing it. I'm never worried about who else is doing it. I'm always focused on how can I set myself apart? How can I get you to want to buy from me?
You have a secret. What's that secret?
The secret is to literally not even focusing on the next person.
Just doing you.
Just doing yourself. Mm-hmm. You can get inspired by somebody, but ultimately take that and leave it alone. Mm-hmm. Don't get obsessed with somebody else's blessing.
That's not your destiny. That's not what God has for you.
It's not. Mm-hmm. And it's also a road that you travel. And people think success and making money, you just get it and it's there. And it's not.
Mm-hmm.
It's a lot of hard work, dedication, time put into it, and a lot of strategizing. I strategize every single day. Every day I wake up, every morning, every time I put on something, from my hair is from my salon to help my stylist so I can promote my stylist.
Right.
My clothes, my every. If I buy some shoes, it's not to style on somebody. It's for pictures and for looks.
And what I want everyone to know is Dime Time is just not custom designing clothes. You have a salon. You have a makeup artist. You have hair salon. You have a multi-business that you're running. You're like a mogul. You're turning this into something great, something that in Dallas, Texas, we don't see. We don't see this. This is something that we just do not see. And another thing I want to ask you, when it comes to us doing prom, we're not going to, you let me know that we're not going to do replicas of anything no more. We're going to, this is original pieces.
We're starting different. I used to capitalize off of mock fashion. And for y'all don't know what mock fashion is, I could see something, a gift that God gave me. I could see something and make it look exactly what I seen without a pattern or anything.
Right.
I could just make it. I could just look at it and I can make it. But that can only take me so far. I can never get recognized for my designs because it's copyright infringement. Like, you have different things that you can only promote so far. Like, you can't just take a Louis outfit and make hundreds of them and think that Louis Vuitton is not going to say something. like, you can only go so far when you're making other people's stuff. Mm-hmm. So the direction, I'm kind of over it. I'm outgrown. I'm grateful to have been there. But now it's time for me to create the ideas that's in my mind. I have bum prom dress ideas. So for next year, it's going to go a little different. I will be making 30 dresses, and it will be from extra small to 3X. And I will have a prom night. And you have to RSVP to this prom night. You have to be ready to spend some money on this prom night. Wow. We'll give you a cap. So this is my strategy that I'm going to start in August to make $50,000 in one night. Because I'm going to have some exotic pieces.
Who do you see doing that? You don't see that. I love that, and I admire that. And there you have it, right here from the source's mouth, Dom Tom Boutique, ladies and gentlemen. We'll be right back.
Brooklyn, Queens, the Bronx, Stat, and money-making Manhattan. You're listening to Bashani Radio App, the number one independent app for podcast. Download for free for iPhone and Android in the App Store.
Have the amazing, wonderful Chase with us today. Today, we are in our part of the interview where we just have a conversation. We just talk about a topic that is very relevant to society today. And in 2020, women are way past being a housewife or limited to domestic or clerical duties. We can do anything we put our mind to. And with Chase and me, we have seen that. Chase started her own business with custom designs, and she now has a brand that has taken over the city with Dime Time. So, Chase, as a female, as a black female, I want to know, why is it so important that in today's time that we remain independent and have our own?
Okay, so as you know, unfortunately, men have switched roles. Is that cool to say? I feel like I've met some good guys, but I feel like men have switched roles. They feel very entitled. So what do women do, or what do people in general do when somebody switch up? You adjust. So us as women, we didn't have to adjust to hold our own, because now is you have to kind of be ready for somebody to walk out.
Right.
Truth be told.
Yeah.
It's like with social media, everybody feels like they can have this and they're supposed to have that, and they're supposed to have this and they're supposed to have that. So if a man that you had sees something on Instagram and decide to go for it and leave his family, then, I mean, that typically kind of happens a lot with me talking to my customers and stuff about different things. And so we kind of, it's so sad to say, like back in the day, women and men stuck it out regardless. Mm-hmm. They will be with each other. Your mama and papa is together for 40, 60, 70 years. Because regardless, they stick it out. Nowadays, I feel like people don't know each other. So, of course, they grow apart. Mm-hmm. And people feel so entitled to have other things than what they have in front of them.
Right.
So, with that being said, a lot of women have to hold their own because I feel like they have no choice.
We don't.
Yeah.
You have girl boss on your shirt.
Mm-hmm.
Girl boss is not just words. That's a mentality, I feel like. That's like when you wake up every day, us women, we're girl bosses. And for me, I feel like I got that mentality. My first visual of a girl boss was my mother.
Mm-hmm.
From her putting on her foundation and mascara in the mirror when I was a little girl, from her wearing nice clothes, from her giving me whatever I want. And I didn't have a male present physically in the house.
Mm-hmm.
I just had mom, and she did it
yeah.
by herself. So that girl boss mentality, where did you see that from? Where did you get influenced from?
It absolutely is the same. It absolutely comes from my mother. Mm-hmm. Shout out to Sharon. Hey, mama. But it's definitely from my mom. My mom loves clothes. If it was not for my mom making sure at a very young age that my credit was together and I took my credit serious and my driver's license did not have a warrant. So if I get a police behind me, I won't get scared or taken to jail or harassed. Mm-hmm. If it wasn't for her teaching me all the key things that you need to survive and grow and be better, if it wasn't for my mom, I probably wouldn't even be here today. So the ultimate girl boss for me is my mother, and just seeing how we did not go without, but my mom showed me tough love. I have a twin brother and an older sister, and so I always loved to work. Right. I was working at 15, and the legal age was 16. That's how much I love to work. So I just always had a girl boss mentality. When I was in fifth grade, I was selling, like, the little tie-up bracelets. Mm-hmm. I always wanted my own. It's not even nothing that I went through to make me want to boss up. A lot of people go boss up through circumstances. I literally am a natural boss. I have always been.
It's innate.
Yes. Mm-hmm. I have always been an entrepreneur. Since a little girl, I have always been a leader. I have always wanted my own with no handouts. And nowadays, it's you better have your own or you will be stuck behind and crying. Mm-hmm. And the world goes on. The world goes on. So I feel like it's very important to be a girl boss because we have to look out for each other. Mm-hmm. If we're weak in front of another woman, that creates another weak woman.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? What if your mom was weak? What if my mom was weak? You know?
We wouldn't be here.
Exactly. Yeah. And depending on giving the men too much power and control, that would create a lot of weak women. And, you know, nowadays women are making more money than men. So I feel like it's very important to have your own. And then just to come to the table with something, and if you get a good man, if you're blessed and lucky enough to get a good man, to have that kind of helping him out. Because it is a lot on our black men. They go through a lot. Mm-hmm. So to be a girl boss and then you probably dating a boss or he bossing up in his 9-to-5 because you can absolutely be a boss. Boss to me is providing for yourself. Right. You do not have to be pointing the finger and telling people what to do.
So when you say boss, when you give me the definition of a boss, in today's time we see on social media, we see that what we define as a baddie or a boss is women who have a fake body or women who look nice, who look fine, who got bundles, who sell flat tummy tea or whatever the case may be. But that's not an actual girl boss because we know women like that who don't have a dime.
Yeah.
So that's not actually being a girl boss. What is the true definition, in your opinion, of what a girl boss is?
Okay, so first, what I live by, I don't judge nobody. Mm-hmm. So if you feel like that would not steal somebody that you're inspired by, if you feel like that's a girl boss, like a lot of people look up to Jada Chavez, and truth be told, she got her body done, she's dating a rapper, she is a boss in her own way. Mm-hmm. You can never, boss is like the word love, you can never have a true definition of a boss.
Yeah.
Everybody will always have their own perception and who they consider a boss. Me, I feel like a boss is somebody that's paving their own way. A boss is absolutely not nobody that's over you. I have those young ladies in my salon and I truly kind of be inspired by them because they put in hours, they work hard, they putting out good work. Mm-hmm. So everybody bossed up.
Exactly. You don't have to have a million and some followers to be that.
Nope. You get out there and you make a way for yourself. I feel like that's bossing. That's being a boss. That's being a boss. And people take their word and want to turn it ugly. But if you are out here making your own way, that's truly a boss. You know, if you making money off your body, hey, you a boss. That's your blessing. Yeah. Everybody blessed. Yeah. Everybody can't sew. So I'm a boss because I'm sewing. You a boss. Everybody can't, you know, do what you're doing. Mm-hmm. You know, if you going to school and you getting good grades, you a boss.
Right.
You know, everybody bossing up in their own way. Right. You know,
everybody can't get on a mic like I can.
Yeah.
Look good like I can.
Yeah. Correct.
But you mentioned that today women are making more than men.
Mm-hmm.
So if you were put in a situation where you were making more than your man, is that fine? Is that okay?
It would have to be okay with the man because it happened to me before. I was engaged and I was engaged to a good man. He was working a 9-to-5, and of course, I was an entrepreneurship, maybe in my fifth year of business, and we had to call off the engagement. I was stressed out. I was moving locations. I had this big dream, and I was getting nominated for Entrepreneur of the City, and and Boutique of the City, and he just really wasn't feeling it. He wasn't trying to go down that road. He didn't like the attention, and he wanted me to go 50-50 too. And I felt like people that don't make as much money as you, my personal opinion, would kind of take advantage of that. So it is kind of nice to be with like-minded people.
Right.
Be with somebody who is on your level. I done dated a lot of different ways. I done dated a person that didn't experiment, so everything I do is strategy. So I dated somebody who did not have as much as me to see if I could bring him up to me. I done dated somebody who was on my level but still didn't have the drive. That's two totally different things.
Exactly. And now, just having money.
Yep. Now I'm actually with another boss, and I love it. We are bossing up together. We are accomplishing things. We are motivating each other. It is a blessing to be with somebody physically, spiritually, and mentally on your level. So I feel like that's important.
And it's not a, and to me, I feel like you don't have to be making like detailed the same amount or more than me. As long as you, I feel like, cause my mom said it's all about who, like you need to help me. She said, I got kids. You need to help me.
Yeah.
And that's true. Like just help me out. Don't just sit down and I'm just and by watch. Myself doing this by my, don't sit down and watch me. I can't do that.
Yeah.
Can't be with you. We have to both grow. Jay-Z and Beyonce, they own like a, they doing two black powerful people doing this together. That's so rare to find. Like,
so I don't think it start off when you mention them. I don't think it start off with the same amount of money. I think it always start out with the like-mindedness of a couple. If you guys are on different paths, then it's just not gonna work. It, as much as I'm telling you, I went through it. We loved each other. He was a good man. He made me feel comfortable. But as far as being with somebody who truly had the entrepreneurial spirit, understood what I was going through, and then convict me, he made me feel convicted for working hard and wanting more.
Right.
Because he was selling for, oh, I'm doing good. I got my job. I got my 401k.
And
you know,
like you no. said, you want $1 million.
Yeah. Yeah, and I want it all. I don't want just $1 million. I want everything God said that I can have.
Right.
Because it's out here for me to get. So I feel like it's all about being with someone like-minded, because you could probably get a 9-to-5 dude and you're an entrepreneur and he passed out all your cards for you and he put more money and more business in you than you do. You know, it's exactly. all about somebody who can pour into you.
And if they're not supporting your dreams and if they're not pushing you and wanting what's best for you, do you let it go?
You do.
You let it go.
I took my ring off. I sat it on the table and said, this is not going to work, and I never look back.
Because success, your success is first.
It is first.
So whether it's relocating, like me, I love Dallas, but if I was to, if I have to go to New York tomorrow, that's what I have to do, because it's about where I want to be in life.
Exactly.
And my goals. And it can't stop for one person.
Yeah.
It can't stop. You have a vision. You got to get there.
You know what Kanye West said that stuck with me a long time ago? Because I don't watch TV. I listen to a lot of podcasts and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
Kanye West said, you have 100 years, and then you start subtracting. So if God bless you with 100 years, and you eat bad, take off 20 years, or you drive crazy, or you know you drive drunk, you do things to subtract those years. So at the end of the day, once you're gone, life still go on. So what you do with your 100 years dictates your happiness. You can never live for nobody else's happiness.
Right.
You always, it's not about me being selfish, but when I'm dead and gone, you're going to be able to still enjoy your 100 years or however many, because we take away from our own years from the things that we do or, you know, what God's plan was. So you always have to follow your dreams. And if somebody not with it or offended by it, mother, father, kids, you have to go. Because when I'm gone, my kid is still going to be able to live his life and do what he want to do.
Right.
So I never put my life, I never fully dedicate my life to nobody but God, because while I'm here, I want to be an instrument. And I want him to use me. So everybody else is irrelevant. You
right.
know, everybody else, a man, come and go. Your kids get older. You have to always invest in yourself.
Right.
Yeah.
And as you said, when you're not here, that's a generation that's going to come behind us, even me, and I'm 20 years old, but there's a generation that's gonna come behind me. So what advice would you give a young female person on how to continue our legacy of being girl bosses?
First and number one, stay humble. I don't care how fine you get, how much money you get, how pretty you get. It can all be stripped away. It could be here today and gone tomorrow. Mm-hmm. So the best thing I can suggest to the youth, because the youth are outrageous. I'm sorry. They have no morals. They're not living by anything.
And
you know,
and like Tupac said, they all high.
Yeah. So I want a lot of people that, I want a lot of people to kind of have morals and bring back the respect and be humble. Everything is not, they see it on Instagram, so they, everybody think they deserve it. Everybody see it on social media.
Right.
And they think it, they deserve it. Mm-hmm. So the best thing I can tell the youth is to stay focused and to work hard to gain what they deserve. Mm-hmm. Their life is not going to be your life. You know, if you can get inspired by somebody, take it for what it is and go out there and work hard for whatever it is you envision, you know, and just stay really grounded and disconnect from the fake life. Disconnect from that. I tell, like, the people who are successful, like, I feel like LeBron James, those are the people getting up every day and working hard.
Right.
Obama, LeBron James, Kanye, Jay-Z.
And it didn't come overnight.
No.
And lastly, I want to say, like, when it comes to being successful and being a girl boss, I just want everyone to, like, know that for the future generation, I want everyone to know that you can, like, you can do it. And just because we have social media doesn't, someone told me, just because we have social media, like when it comes to Oprah and Wendy, like they didn't have that social media. You put something on there, it goes viral.
Yeah.
Immediately. Mm-hmm. And who knows, see you. They didn't have that, but they still have, you still have to have the drive though. You have to have the drive to get up and do this and promote and get out there every day. Like even if we have social media that helps us get our brand and business out there even faster, mm-hmm. we still have to have a drive.
Yeah.
And that's what someone instilled in me. Just because I have a pretty face and a camera that can reach millions of people don't mean I still got to work.
Yeah.
I still have to put in. And that's why I started this show, to show that at 20 years old, I'm gonna grind mm-hmm. at the end of the day, period. And you're older than me, and I see, like I said, I keep telling you, I admire that. Mm-hmm. From the bottom of my heart, I really admire that. Because I see she did it, and it's like, why can't I?
And a lot of people probably, they think what they see, they admire the grind, but they really admire my consistency.
Mm-hmm.
I'm doing it every day. I'm doing it all day. So it's like, I'm consistent with hard work. And it kind of reveals to people who they really are when you see somebody else working hard.
Right.
So it's like, if she can work hard, mm-hmm. maybe I need to get my butt up and I need to do a little bit more today. So I just feel like you should stay. That's the biggest word of today with the Girl Boss interview, is being consistent in whatever you want to do. It's out there for you to have. You just have to be consistent with it.
I want to thank Chase for coming on with me today. I enjoyed this conversation. I think this was the best interview I have had so far. One more thing I want to say today, another girl boss, it's a special girl boss's birthday today. My auntie, she is 25. Oh. She really not 25, but she looked 25. She's 55 years old today. Her name is Paula Blair, and I want to say happy, happy birthday to you. I love you from the bottom of my heart. And we're out of here today. Thank you, Chase, once again. You look
Thank
beautiful.
You. Thank you so much for having me. You look beautiful in
your
outfit today.
We are out of here. Thank you. We'll see you next week.
Brooklyn, Queens, the Bronx, Stat, and money-making Manhattan. You're listening to Bashani Radio App, the number one independent app for podcast. Download for free for iPhone and Android at the App Store.